Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Wayne Cruz is here. Wayne, tell us about CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute.
Yeah, CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute, we're a free market policy advocacy organization, and we tend to focus on the regulatory state. We don't do the wars. We don't do the social issues. We don't do tax and budget. We tend to focus on regulation. So that has always been an interest of mine. I like to do the annual surveys of trends in regulation. And then, of course, like we're talking about, these specific categories of regulation like privacy and technology and antitrust are always an interest because they're right on the frontier. But we've got folks doing environmental policy, financial policy, and so on down the line, energy issues, lots of important things to address on the regulatory state. Keeps our hands full.
Right. Well, and folks, I encourage you to check them out at CEI.org. In fact, Wayne, I told one of my authors about you earlier this week, who's writing a book on some regulatory issues. I told him to make sure he used you guys as proof sources.
Excellent. Thank you.
He's going to do that. All right. So, folks, we're talking about this is the first time we're in a period right now where the government, for really the first time, is addressing the potential abuses, the potential overreaches of the tech companies, of Google, Amazon, Facebook, companies like that. And the government is starting to look at them, and the only weapon they have, they're a carpenter, they only have a hammer, and so everything to them looks like a nail, and that's all they know how to do is to whack it with a hammer. And my position has always been, as always in the last 20 years, Wayne, is that the government doesn't have the right tools to deal with digital issues.
Right.
So what I want you to talk about in this segment is whether Facebook and Amazon and Google, especially Facebook and Google, because they're publishers, when do they become an essential resource, and when do they just stay as an independent company? What do you think?
That's right. This is an interesting debate because the key driver for antitrust action against the social media companies now, and you even heard it from President Trump and his economic director, Larry Kudlow, well, we're looking at whether these are monopolies, whether they're essential facilities, and whether search results ought to be regulated or speech should be regulated. Jim, we have always, and you can see this in our body of work, we've always maintained that the digital companies, companies made out of ones and zeros, are not essential facilities. They do gain market power. My concern now with, in particular, Mark Zuckerberg's call for regulation back in March is that regulation is going to help Facebook, not hurt Facebook. And Zuckerberg admitted that in testimony a year ago. He was asked, well,
what would that regulation look like?
Well, what Zuckerberg was calling for is there's this campaign to eliminate so-called harmful activities, and that's in quotes, online. But a lot of people define what's harmful in different ways, and people need to be able to have controversial speech, whether it's over abortion or immigration or what have you. What Facebook called for, Zuckerberg in particular called for, was the entity, Facebook, aggressively removing content from its pages. And I don't mind if it does that, but once it gets regulation that certifies that and says that new social media companies like the Jim Blasingame social media company that rises to compete suddenly can't do it anymore.
See, this is what bothers me when companies like Facebook.
So I think regulation makes them an essential facility rather than protects us from them becoming one. That's the essence of it, but it's a lot to that. Yeah.
Well, when somebody like Facebook wants to be regulated, when somebody like Exxon says they like climate change laws, carbon taxes, What that tells me is they've got a way to sort to figure this out so it won't hurt them. They got the money to do it. But anybody who wants to keep, compete with them can't do it, and it puts them in a stronger position than ever before. Am I wrong about that?
That's exactly right, and that's why I'm concerned about regulation in the social media space in
It's not going to hurt Facebook, but it'll hurt the next Facebook.
I appreciate the conservatives feel like they're getting getting impeded on Facebook, but I just have to warn them that the regulation of Facebook is going to make things even worse for them.
And we need to let the market bear what it will bear, because because it will. We need to let the market bear on this. But when Zuckerberg says we need to be regulated, to me that's him admitting we don't know how to ethically run our business and our users don't know how to be ethical. And when he said that, Wayne, I took that personally. That was an insult to me. Hey, Wayne, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Jim, thank you so much.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, with CEI.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.